Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is Snap P 43.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Look, the sun is shining.
It sure is.
The air is cold, but the sun is shining.
Yes, and Melbourne. Yes. We have been through...
Oh,
La Nina is here.
It really, really is.
Rain, freezing.
And I know parts of New South Wales, as we're recording this, are flooding.
Yes,
and they've obviously had rain too.
Parts of Canada, I've heard of flooding too.
Big flooding, yeah.
So our Canadian peas.
Yes, it's wild times.
Yeah, my goodness.
But it does not feel like spring.
No, it's been cold. And just I said to the lady at Baker's Delight, I said, it's just really shit.
Yeah, it is.
We're ready to get out and live our life.
And the weather's rubbish.
She goes, you know what? It is shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I gave her permission to swear a little bit, you know.
Oh, it is. Oh. It's just, I also think it's like the planet's like, you know what? It's not time for summer and Christmas, Melbourne. You really have to just adjust to being outside before you have to go to all those social engagements.
Yeah, well, fair enough too. Thanks for that.
But it's not. It's still coming. Christmas is like...
But actually,
I sat
huddled in my house because, of course, our heater broke
again. Of course it did.
But anyway, we're getting a brand new one, so no more fixing it.
Yeah, good.
But so we just haven't had it. We've had the split system, right?
Yeah.
So you just think, oh.
Why are we still having the heater?
Why are we still having the
in mid-November?
Anyway, Melbourne, there we are. So.
Yeah, we do love you, Melbourne.
Yeah.
But.
Speak pipes. Let's go.
Yes. So welcome back. Last week we had our beautiful Life's Little Treasures. We put a sneaky episode
Felicia
in there for
and Jennifer,
you.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I did too. I listened and I just thought, it is a week to be recognised.
It is. And I saw, so as we're recording, it is actually World Prematurity Day.
Yeah.
And I saw that the Australian Multiple Birth Association put a thing up that said more than 50% of twins are born prematurely.
That is true.
So that's why we know so many people.
That's right. So many.
So,
okay, let's hear from the peas.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
My name is Natalie and I'm calling from Perth.
Hi, Natalie.
I'm a pea. I have a 16-year-old pea shoot who has ADHD. I'm also a pea professional, a pea professional that's not spoken of much, but I'm an audiologist and I do predominantly pediatrics.
Yes.
And I work with children.
Right.
Testing their hearing, but also working with children, particularly on the autism spectrum and others who have difficulties with their processing.
Yes.
You guys have taught me so much about being the best professional that I can be.
Aww.
But I wanted to tell you this quick story. My husband has been changing all the lights in our house. We have this kind of older house that was built in the 1980s, mm-hmm. and the light fittings were all those kind of light fittings where they have like a bowl underneath them and they're kind of like bug collectors. Anyway, he decided that it was a good idea to change all the lights to these really kind of bright down lights.
Oh, yeah.
And he started to do that the around the house lights. And he's sort of working, started in the lounge and then he moved on to our bedroom and then he went into the next child's bedroom. Mm. And at one point my pea shoot, who has ADHD, came out to us and said, under no condition is he to change the lights in her bedroom.
Fair enough.
She said, I don't care what you do. You're not touching my light and I will not let you change it. And we just couldn't understand. And quite strangely, that very day I'd listened to one of your interviews on the podcast. I can't remember her name, but it was all about ADHD and how lighting is really something that's quite important to consider for some children and particularly those with ADHD. Mm. And it all made sense to me as to why, because she couldn't really explain it very well, but she just knew that she did not want those bright down lights in her bedroom. She just wanted her lights to stay the same.
They are very bright.
So because of you guys, we have left her lights on. As it is, she is super happy now because the whole house has down lights except for her bedroom, and we've let it be because we understand now as to why.
So great, thank you.
She really did not want that to happen.
Mm. Well done.
But thanks, guys. Thanks for everything that you do. You've taught me so much. I've read your book.
Oh, thank you.
I keep it and I display it proudly on my desk at work.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Love your work.
Thanks,
bye.
Thanks, Natalie. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, I suppose it's, you can think about the equivalent of blasting constant loud music into your ears.
Yes.
As the feel
it's
of
overstimulation.
Those very bright lights.
Yes. We have down lights that you can flick to warm light or cold light.
Ah, that's better.
But I think something's not working with it, of course, because technology, why would it? But, the white light,
I hate them.
Horrible.
We've got one and it's awful.
It is. Yep.
I get very agitated, actually.
Even, off topic, but the white lights on Christmas trees, I'm like, no, I want the warm
bulb. Oh,
it's
not the white.
It's just hard to look at, and that's where everyone's just pumping out the white.
Yeah.
No, not interested.
We're off to get hearing tests in December, so that's going to be a time for all my guys.
Yes.
But
audiology.
Yeah.
Here we come.
Yeah, here we come. Should be okay. They're a bit older now.
Yeah. Oh, it's still something else to add to the list.
Good morning, Mandy and Kate. It's Scatterpea Carmel here from Brisbane.
Good morning.
Hi, Scatterpea.
I wanted to just tell you of a story of this morning when I was driving to work. There were like 1,000 of these, what we call here in Queensland, Santa Claus floating through the air. The little fluffs of white, fluffy plant that float through the sky.
Yep.
If you grab one, you can make a wish when you were a kid.
Yep.
I had to do a Google search as to what others might have called them, and they're like a fairy thistle or a summer snow.
I know what you mean.
We know what you mean,
There was like a moon of one floating through the air as I was driving to work, and it took me straight back to the podcast episode where Kate, you talk about Buzz and Woody and how you were doing homeschooling in the early stages of lockdowns and that they were learning about plants and how they recreate, and that essentially if you get hay fever from being outdoors that you're breathing in plant sperm.
Yeah.
So I'll just have to make note to keep my mouth shut when I go outside today.
Yes, you will.
All these plant sperm floating around. Thanks for the laugh, guys.
You don't have to swallow.
Keep on talking and stop listening. Bye.
Thank you, Carmel. Thank you.
I sort of forget about things that we've said, and then a couple of people have said to me, "Whoa, bad air sperm day." I'm like, what? Like, it has been very bad air sperm in Melbourne. Yeah. Had the thunderstorm asthma.
Yeah.
It's been, yeah.
I know, funny. My friend Charlotte sent me a text the other day just with a line that I said. And yeah. I couldn't remember I said it. She's like, I'm laughing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did say that.
Because we're just chatting.
I know.
That's Believe right. it or not, we don't have every word we've said written down in front of us.
No. We says not scripted.
No.
We are the opposite of a scripted podcast.
Absolute opposite.
Even though we had a try of that with Bendigo, it was awesome.
Oh, no, it was really good. We've done – when we did our research episodes about topics.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, we do. But,
we take notes.
Yeah, we – but at the moment we are interviewing and listening to you on your beautiful speak pipes. So, okay, here's this is not this person's first time of sending a speak pipe in.
Oh, Lord. Mandy, I'm so disappointed.
What?
You don't know Cameron McIntosh.
Sorry.
Surely you've heard of Les Misables.
Yes.
The Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Oliver, Miss Saigon.
Yes, I have. But I thought that was Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He's still on board.
Yep.
For the Two Peas musical.
Woo!
And now, Kate and Mandy.
Yes.
We're at the stage where we've got to cast the show.
Okay.
So I want you to think about who we could approach for your two characters. Of course, we've got the standard musical stars, such as Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And others. And don't forget that musicians have got onto the stage. Think of Madonna.
Oh.
Was in a
Evita. I don't think so.
Anyway, I was thinking that we could approach to play Kate.
Yes.
And to sing for Kate.
Yes.
Rhonda Birchwood.
That is who comes to mind straight away.
I thought you were going to say Magda.
Pink. You know, the ladies love pink.
Yes.
And when we think about the supporting cast.
Yes.
The Beans.
Oh, yes.
The Gary.
Oh.
Well, we could think of David Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Hugh, of course.
But remember, he has been in a musical before, the one on about ABBA or full of ABBA songs. George Clooney. How
about it? Definitely George Clooney. He's a dad of twins.
No, you have to be Australian.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's got to be Australian.
Sorry.
Singing Gary's role.
Yes.
Anyway, the planning continues.
Okay.
And Two-Piece musical. It's happening.
We pee on stage.
Okay, Tim. It's all in your hands.
And
I would like to be Idina Menzel.
Oh, you know? Yes. Gosh.
Yeah, from Wicked.
Well, I have a I really be good voice. Elphaba. Yeah.
I want to be her. She wants to be me.
Yeah, of course. I don't even know.
It could be Glinda.
Yeah. Who's got an amazing stage voice? I don't know. I want someone that sounds Australian. I want like a Kacey Chambersy.
Oh.
Right, because I like my – obviously I'm not perfect, so I don't need that.
Total.
Yeah. I mean, Adele, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Because people think I am Adele when I sing.
Yep. I reckon Adele. She's down to earth. Yeah, she's down to – she sure is down to earth.
Or down to earth.
Down to earth.
She doesn't like to use her THs. Yeah. A London voice.
Okay, Tim.
Yep. Work on that.
Hello, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I'm transitioning, I hope, from being a rectum to being a pea friend.
Sure are.
And this is going to be a speed pipe because I thought that's what they were called.
Yeah.
I didn't realise they were speak pipes.
You're not the first.
Anyway, you keep saying that you're mediocre.
Yes, happily.
Well, if that's the case, all I can say is you have set the mediocre bar incredibly high.
Oh, Jennifer.
Keep up the good work. I really enjoy being educated every week, and I hope that I'm becoming a better person because of it.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, Jennifer. Bye. Wow.
That touched my heart. Thank you.
Yeah. That was a speed pipe. Beautifully spoken.
Yes, thank you.
And I think when we say mediocre, what we mean is we're just average people trying our best. So you'll never hear super mum advice from us.
No, that's right.
And I think we want to let everybody know that no one's perfect and motherhood is bloody tough, or parenthood, or whatever hood you're doing.
Well, I suppose when it comes to the podcast, we take great pride in it. So we are trying.
Great pride.
We are trying our very best with this.
Yes, we are. We are.
So that is not
mediocre.
But it's
not going to be polished like.
No, it's not.
But that's not what you want.
No, that's right.
We're
that's
here
not
for the
who
chats.
We are. That's right. Exactly. And I'm proud of having the everyday people in here.
Oh.
And, you know, finding.
Absolutely.
Yeah, finding. Lots of amazing stories. And
absolutely.
We're going to keep, like, I sat down to plan for next year and I was like, I just don't even know where to start. We've got so many people.
So many
so
awesome people.
So that is the best.
Yep.
What a great position to be in.
Yeah.
And people trust us with their stories. You know, that's an honour.
Oh, it's beyond an honour, isn't it? Yeah. I'm so proud.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Georgie from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hi, Georgie.
And we just got back from getting my kids' first dose of the COVID vaccine. And I am just so ecstatic that we are back on the road to my kids being able to go
in
to school.
World. Yes, I bet.
My kids are, I've got twin 5-year-olds and a 7-year-old, and we have been in our own self-imposed lockdown since March of 2020 to protect my medically complex kiddo.
Yep.
I am so excited that they have approved vaccines for younger school-age kids now.
Yes. And we are waiting.
And maybe they'll be able to go to school.
Yes, I hope so.
Next year once numbers are down a little bit more.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say how excited I am that this is a glimmer of hope.
Yes.
Of being able to go back to normal. And
that's a long haul, my friend. You've really done
now
it tough.
For the truly important information.
Yep.
The weather. The weather here today is overcast and gloomy and raining, and it's about 46 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know Celsius
because, cool.
you know, American.
Yep. You've got your own
education system doesn't teach Celsius.
Yep.
But it's cold and gloomy, but still a very happy day because of those vaccines.
Georgie.
Thanks for all that you've done for keeping my spirits up during this hard
time
with the pandemic. And I hope that you guys are able to stay out of lockdown there in Australia.
So do we. Mm. Thank you, Georgie.
Oh, what a beautiful member of our hangout.
Oh, yeah, we loved you.
Super P with her twins.
Yes.
Like, she's been with us from pretty close to the start, I reckon.
And
so I'm going to put you on the list, Georgie, if you
lockdown.
Want to. And we'll try and get you on next year, hey?
Yeah, come and chat with us.
And tell us about how you've been able to come out of it. I would love to hear that.
Oh, it's just scary because, you know, here in Australia, our numbers are dropping. You know, I think Melbourne's getting 900 to 1,000 cases a day when this is going out.
Which we would never have believed last year when we're like, oh, we're at 4.
I know, we would never. But I think we won't we won't go back to zero cases. Like, no, that's past. And that's, I know, right, that's scary for the states in Australia that haven't had it. That's when we, right, open up, they'll have a few.
Yeah.
But our vaccination rates are incredible. Yeah,
nearly 90%.
But I know, like, my cousins in Ireland, they have high vax rates there, but they haven't got the boosters as, yes, early. And so they're, and as winter's coming, their rates are going, yeah, up, and they're like,
it's always the approach to winter.
And that's their Christmas. And, yeah, this will be like their, yeah, second, it's tough, Christmas, third. Yeah,
that's, I don't
know,
tough.
March last year. Yeah, yeah. Of going back into lockdown. So I know that, as even though it's cold in Melbourne, we are hoping that over summer we can stay open as, yeah, much as we possibly can, yeah, and that we get our booster shots. I know scholarships working there and they're starting to do boosters. So.
Okay, yeah.
And I think our kids will be next year,
mm,
that it has to be approved by a target. Like
the 5 to 11-year-olds. Yeah,
yeah, so. But I'm so glad your girls, yes, have been down, I am, Georgie, Georgie, all your kids.
You've protected them. Oh. What an amazing mum.
Amazing.
You
know,
you put those kids first and amidst a country that was, yes, in a tricky, difficult time. Yes. So well done you.
Yeah. And look, I don't know if you've ever watched Book of Mormon, but you live in Salt Lake City.
That's what I thought of straight away. I was like, that's the epicenter.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, you know. Mandy and I might come there one day.
Oh, imagine.
I want to see the temple.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I've been to lots of states in America, no, but not.
I haven't been there.
No.
International travel just seems a fantasy anyway. Oh,
sure does.
How are you? I'm Super Gordy and I have autism.
Yay.
Hi, Super Gordy.
Happy song. Giddy, 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 giddy. And this is my other happy song. Don't worry about a thing. Kiss the baby. You're going to be a one. Bye, bye, peace.
Oh, aww. Super Brady.
I want to play that again.
Yes.
It was so, do beautiful. It again. We're going to listen again, Super again. Brady.
How are you? I'm Super Gordy and I have autism. This is my happy song. Giddy, 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 giddy. And this is my other happy song. Don't worry about a thing. Kiss the baby. You're going to be all right. Bye, bye, peace.
Oh, everything will be all right.
Everything will be all right.
Super Brody.
Don't worry about a thing. I love you, Super Brody, and thank you for sending us the most joyous speak pipe.
Thank you, Super Brody.
Yep.
We love you.
Oh, we really do. If we get pea shoot speak pipes.
Oh, whoop, I just whoop, lose my mind.
Yeah. We have to play it twice.
Love they say hi, peas.
I know. Oh, it's so, I love, cute, it. Anyway, we've got a few more messages, but we were thought, you know, we'll interrupt this broadcast to talk about parental guidance. Has, yeah, anyone watched it, peas?
Yeah,
give,
who's
us your
been
feedback,
watching it? Because it's been a TV show in Australia, and it's had Dr. Justin Coulson as a like a psychologist and parenting expert, and it's had what? How many different types of families?
Few.
Maybe there was 6 or 7 different, yeah, types of families, and that they were, you know, making some commentary on
different parenting styles.
And in the beginning, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. I mean, my whole career's been in parenting, so it's really fascinating. But I've watched one episode, but I will confess I haven't watched them all.
Yeah,
because I think a little bit of me was like, oh, I don't really see any families with disabilities there.
Yeah.
And I just automatically
any
sort
tricky
of.
Tricky families. Oh, and I don't even mean tricky. Like, where's the child, the family that the child is experiencing or recovering from a serious illness and how that affects their parenting?
Yes. So it was like helicopter parenting, the strict parents, what else was there?
Attachment.
The attachment people, was it the tiger parents? I should have written it all down. Yep. Anyway, there's lots of different types. So that was, you know, interesting. And one thing that I always say, I've been saying to one of my girls lately is, you know, we were brought up by being smacked and hit. And our parents were recovering from the parenting that they went through. They tried to make changes. And us Gen Xers have tried to make change without smacking, without hitting. And trying to parent without that and not knowing the tools to do it without has been really challenging.
Really challenging.
Yeah. So, you know, there's – and then the parents coming after us are coming up with new things aren't they? So, anyway, I just somebody wrote, I think in the Hangout or somewhere, that Dr. Coulson had made a comment saying that there wasn't – a child, they weren't identifying children with diagnosis.
Yeah. Which I understand.
Which I understand. Oh, I totally understand that too. So, and you know, lots of invisible stuff, right?
Yes.
But I thought,
But it's also a lie.
It's not that.
Because one in 20 it's not that Australian simple. Kids have ADHD and one in however many have, one in six of us have a disability. So you can't just say we're not identifying it.
I just think they kind of took the easy road out and I understand why they did.
Yeah.
Right? I do, because our families are hard. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm not sure you could probably cope without but the things also, that our families would say.
We have come up with incredible parenting strategies, right? And they're that's different to other people.
And I just thought, what a missed opportunity to have a family like ours on there with physical disabilities and, you know, and just to show that that our world is not black and white and what extraordinary parents we are.
That's right.
And I felt really sad that we weren't represented, Kate. And I just thought, you know, maybe season two.
Yeah.
You could have one of our families on if there's a season two.
And you don't have to document it like, this poor family's child. You don't even have to mention it, right?
No.
It's just how you live.
Yeah, but I also thought there's stuff to be said about, well, we can't be strict about food.
No.
Our child has an eating disorder from being premature.
That's right.
They are tube
sensory
fed, so
processing.
This is what we do, and this is how we do mealtime.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much. Our child's had cancer treatment, so, you know, our families eat in the hospital together.
Yeah, that's
right. There's so much to be said that could be done really beautifully.
Really beautifully.
And so it's not a criticism. It's just
an opportunity.
It's a yearning.
Yes.
And I'm asking you to include us.
Yes.
And you will see how extraordinary the P families
are.
And we deserve to be on those shows.
Yeah, that's right. I also think, have they got parents who've been through post-traumatic stress or depression, or a family that's grieving the loss of a grandma, and all that changes your parenting, right? So you can't, it just, parenting changes every week.
Yes.
So I was much more about, you know, when my kids were babies, I was like, we do this at this time, we do this at this time, and I still love a routine, don't get me wrong. But life's not like that.
No.
Right? It just throws curveballs.
Are thrown at
especially
you
if you live in
time.
Melbourne, the power goes out, we have a flood,
broken
there's a
heaters.
Pandemic,
oh my
there's,
gosh.
You know, oh, my front gate doesn't work, so I can't get my car out, like all these things.
And maybe because I didn't watch all the episodes, maybe that sort of stuff was included. So you can let me know that, right?
I thought, did you watch the one where the strict parents said, oh, yes, we smack, and then they flip
I
it,
didn't
so then
see
the
that.
Kids are allowed to be in charge of the family. And the first thing those kids did was went and got the wooden spoon and smacked the parents.
Oh.
After the parents saying, oh, we didn't really use it that much. And then after that, they're like, actually, we need to change our – and they were very strict Christian.
Yes.
I think he was a minister.
He was a minister,
But I thought it's so interesting. I mean, I'm glad my kids aren't flipping it on me. But
– oh, fascinating. And
look, really fascinating.
You know, I can be open to all the criticism of my parenting.
Oh,
I just thought maybe something needs to be said.
Absolutely. And you said it beautifully.
As kindly as we can.
Mm.
Just include us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Kate and Mandy, I was just listening to your, what are they called? Snap peas. I was just listening to your latest snap pea where you were sharing about Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you a funny story about my beautiful pea.
Yep.
So my pea shoot, she loves music.
Aww.
It's been her way to communicate. It's her life. I don't know what else to tell you. It's her life. And she was listening to an episode of your podcast once before. We were talking about Shine, Jesus, Shine, and she must have Googled it, and she found an obscure video because she quite likes odd things. And she came to me and she said, Mum, I get why the pea ladies, she calls you the pea ladies, I get why the pea ladies love Shine, Jesus, Shine. And I said, why is that, darling? Like, I'm thinking she's going to tell me something technical about the melody or something, because I don't understand music, but it's her thing. And she goes, because there's action.
There is action. Yeah.
And she was doing all these actions and she just loved it. So, ladies, your love of music is spreading.
Oh.
Your love of that song is spreading.
Oh, yeah, bring it back.
15-year-old pea shoot. So,
thank you. Triple J's Hottest 100.
And look up the actions. Maybe you should do that at one of
the
live shows.
Oh,
I know them, don't worry. Every Sunday for years. Thank you. That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kate and Mandy.
Yeah.
I just sent a message, a couple of voicemail messages yesterday.
Yeah.
And the last one was about Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Yes.
And my daughter finding the actions.
Yes. Yes.
The universe is just conspiring to have a chuckle for you ladies because I just got the set list. So my family are churchies.
Yeah.
And my pea shoot sings in the worship team.
Oh, gorgeous.
And?
And the set list
yes.
has Shine, Jesus, Shine.
See, it's coming back.
Now I'm wondering if my pea shoots can do blaze. Actions.
Yes, you have to.
Because she found those and was very excited. Oh, it's the best song ever. It is
the best song ever.
So I'm going to see if I can take a sneaky video. I can video in church. I mean, God sees everything anyway. So anyway, I've got my video camera out, but I just thought maybe I could email it.
Imagine. That must be really funny, actually.
I just can't believe it.
I have been onto TikTok and watched Shine Shine TikTok.
Like, apart from you guys, for years and years and
years. I know, because it's a great song.
Doing a bit of a retro rewind at church this Sunday, so... Better get my fancy dance pants on.
Yeah, you better.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye. I'm going to say this. Shine, Jesus, Shine is the horses of the Christian world. If you bring that out, everyone's on their feet and they're singing. If that comes out at a festival or
it's
a
like
pub.
Like a modern day hymn.
It is.
Yeah. And you know when the hymns come on and then the oldies just go.
Rock of ages. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, well, come on.
Yep.
Who wrote Shine, Jesus, Shine? I don't know. We've probably... given them some downloads because people have gone to find out what it is.
It was before Hillsong. It was like the yellow and the blue book.
Yeah, it
you
was
know?
Before Hillsong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just – look, it's a good song. And it's a really good piano
Graham
song.
Graham Kendrick, of
course. Oh, Graham Kendrick.
I remember that name. Yeah. Yep. 1987. Yes, 1987. That's why. 1987. That's why it's in our wheelhouse. I was in grade five.
What songs are in your wheelhouse? Well, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Grade five, standing next to mum and dad. Yep.
Well, I was in year nine in 1987,
that was a huge
song.
It was a big hit for you as a teen. Yep. Yeah, okay, right. Because I was more a Shout to the Lord girl.
Oh, I loved Shout to the Lord as well. Great Southland.
Great Southland. Oh, love that song.
Yeah.
And anyway. Power of Your Love.
Oh.
Power of Your Love.
Anyway.
Yep.
It's not the Power
Hold
of Your
me
Love
close.
That you think it is. it's a different one. Hold Me Close, Wrap Your Love. Anyway, it probably does sound like. But anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. We digress.
Okay, thank you, Peas. It was lovely to hear from you.
Thank you, thank you. If you want to get anything in for the Christmas episode, you've got to send them because we've only got a couple more weeks of recording.
I want you to tell us how are you feeling about the lead up to Christmas? What are you worried about? What changes has your family made? What changes have you made personally since pandemic, being a pea? Yep. You know, what realizations have you come to?
Are you going to use the Aldi little slices as your Christmas cake? Yes. Because they're beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I don't care if they don't make a whole cake. I thought they could look nice arranged on a plate.
Totally.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go to Aldi and buy all the slices, slice Christmas cake. Let us know. You can email us.
Yeah.
If you do put it in the speak pipe, maybe just say, like you do with Gary, Bean, say Christmas so that we know.
Cool.
Have a good week, Peas.
Thanks for sending all those things and it was lovely to hear from you.
It really was.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.